Very interesting to know that today, the solemnity of Christ, King of the Universe. Our liturgy places before us this gospel passage from St. Matthew, in which our Lord recounts what will take place at the Last Judgment. As we wind down the liturgical year, we come to the end of the liturgical year, and we have already begun some sort of reflection on these, and we're going to continue for the first two weeks of Advent, which we begin next week, on the Last Judgment. And here in the context of Christ King, our liturgy places that same reflection before us, because that's exactly what we see here. First, we see our Lord coming, enthroned on his throne, in all of his glory, as king. And he now places before him all of us on the last day when all is revealed. Everything will be out in the open. Nothing will remain hidden. And here he makes that judgment. And we note here the response of, well, as they are called here, the sheep and the goats. The sheep, those on the right, the good ones, the righteous, and the goats, though the evil ones, as it were. Our Lord approaches those on the right and he says, now welcome into the kingdom of God. Okay, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Inherit the kingdom of God. And he tells them, you did all of these things to me. And note, he names the corporal works of mercy, all of these acts of charity that we can do to our fellow men, to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone. These things that we can perform, and we should, for the love of him, for the love of God. And they respond, well, when did we ever see you and do these things? When did we ever see you? Actually, this is this response, and it's on both sides. When did we actually ever see you? Because we don't see him as he is, as he was on earth 2,000 years ago with his disciples. We don't see him. He is present with us. He is truly present with us in the Blessed Sacrament. He is with us, but we don't see him that way. And so we ask, when do we see you and actually do these things? And on both sides, they ask that same question. But on the side of the good, it's an act of humility. When did we ever see you and perform these works? And he tells them, when you did it to the least of my brethren, when you perform these acts of mercies to everyone else out there, you did it for me. Now welcome, come. Then he takes the goats, and they ask the same question. When did we see you? When did we ever see you? And neglect to perform these things and not perform these things. When did we see you and not? And he tells them, when you refuse to do it, I'm paraphrasing Elizabeth, when you refuse to do it for all these other ones, when you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me. You rejected them, you rejected me. See, we have to see our Lord in each and every one of those people out there. That's what he's telling us to do. And out of love for him, perform those works. That is true charity. Done for the love of God, for the sake of God. That's charity. That's what he's asking us to do. And thus we are presented here with this last judgment, because then he tells us what happens, what the consequences are. The righteous welcome into the bliss of eternal heaven, of eternal paradise, of paradise, union with God. And the non-righteous, the evil ones, cast into hell for all eternity. It's heaven or hell in the end. This we must always keep before us. And this is what we do now as we reflect on this very fact, which is the consummation of all of the rest of the mysteries of our Lord that we've celebrated throughout the year. We have seen him. We have contemplated already from the Bible, of course, his birth in Bethlehem, right, in which his throne is the manger and the stable in Bethlehem, through to his life, public life on earth, his ministry, public ministry, and then to his passion and death, when his throne is the cross, the wood of the cross, his scepter is the reed, and his crown, the crown of thorns. That's right, the king that has suffered for us, given himself completely, even his very life, for the love of us. And then we see him in his glory and the resurrection from the dead and his ascension into heaven. And then after the coming of the Holy Spirit, we also see him again, the Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Sacred Heart, after that, etc., Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, all of these things throughout there. Now the whole consummation of that. He is our King. To him we owe full fidelity. And this is why Pope Pius XI initiated this feast in 1925 in order to bring this home, this emphasize this to the world. He is our King. It is he who in the end will present us to the Father. Remember, we are here on this earth to return to the Father. That's why we were created. And we are given a free will to make that choice. It is we who have to make that choice. Not even God will make it for us. We must make that choice. And our Lord is pointing out here, there's how we do it with these acts of corporal works of mercy and the rest, of course, the spiritual works of mercy as well. All of it we have to do for the love of God. That's how we are achieving it. That's how we're making that choice. And that's how we extend God's reign, his reign, our Lord's reign throughout the earth. That is what is intended with this feast. We reflect on the whole mystery of our Lord right here. It's all consummated here. Because, of course, the Lord's mission is consummated at the end of time. Already, our Lord completed his part of the mission with our redemption. And from then it was the Holy Spirit to sanctify us. And that mission continues until the end of time, until we are all in paradise. Pray God that we all arrive there. We have to make that choice. And so we reflect here that our Lord is the King. He is King. And we must seek to place the world under his reign. And we can't do that by falling back into ourselves. We can't depend on politics. We can't depend on our feelings and emotions. We have to depend on him. We have to be down on our knees praying. We have to work out, be out there performing these works of charity, all for the love of God. And how best can we do that? By turning to ours and his Queen Mother, our Most Blessed Lady. She will lead us to her divine Son and King. That was her whole life on earth 2,000 years ago, was to bring to us the King, which she did as his mother, and which she did as his disciple, to the point of standing near the cross, the very throne that our Lord took at the time of his passion and death on Calvary. She stood there, offering with him, in union with him, that sacrifice, the Queen Mother. Therefore, she is also the co-redemptrix. There's where that comes from. There. So we go to her. And where does she take us? Just as she did to St. John, who merited to hear the words, "Behold your mother." That was for all of us. He's telling us the same. Behold your mother. We turn to her. And let us give ourselves to her completely, that she may indeed help us and guide us to perform these works that our Lord outlines here in this gospel passage we just heard, and to make that choice to pledge our fidelity to the King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he may present us to the Father as the inheritance, our inheritance, the kingdom of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.